This is Apollo Saturn Launch Control, T-minus 39 minutes, 58 seconds, and counting. Underway at this time are some checks of the Range Safety Command System. During these checks, a signal is sent to receivers aboard the three stages of the Saturn V launch vehicle. This receiver is connected to destruct packages aboard the vehicle. If the vehicle should stray off path due to a malfunction, the range safety officer could elect to send signals by way of these receivers to the destruct package. This would be done only after the astronaut crew, of course, had executed their abort and were well away from the vehicle. During these tests, the signals are sent with the destruct packages in an unarmed condition. It's a check to ensure that the signals are reaching the destruct packages, or at least for the test, reaching the receiver. The swing arm, now in the 12-degree position or park position. The astronaut crew aboard the spacecraft, now in an emergency situation, could use their launch escape tower to clear themselves well away from the spacecraft in an from the space vehicle in an emergency. In such an emergency, they would be carried to the proper altitude at which the regular spacecraft parachutes would deploy, and the crew would then make a normal recovery. They also have the option with the swing arm at the 12-degree position to call it back, where they could quickly then go across the swing arm, again having an option of either taking an elevator to a safe area at the bottom of the pad, or a slide wire which has a cab attached to it, which would carry them to the pad perimeter. These would be decisions depending on the type of emergency. In the Launch Control Center, the Vice President of the United States, Spiro Agnew, just walked into the viewing room. He will plan to view the launch from here. Now, T-minus 38 minutes, 6 seconds and counting. This is Kennedy Launch Control.